Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. With me is my co-host, Luckett Peters. We had a great slumber yesterday, in all honesty. Nothing much to write home about as far as hot news off the field. But today, here in Sri Lanka, it's the 92nd Battle of the Blues between St. Joseph's and St. Peter's. Play gets underway today at the SSC Cricket Grounds. And we anticipate a fantastic crowd of all old boys, well-wishers, to witness the Battle of the Saints, which is now 92 years old. St. Joseph's is being captained by Rishma Amarasinghe and St. Peter's by Enos Peterson. On behalf of www.goforgold.lk, we take this opportunity of wishing both teams all the very best, and for those old boys who are rushing to witness the match, have a wonderful three-day break, because what happens is in these big matches you tend to meet your old school friends and revisit the childhood days when we were all in younger men's clothes enjoying a wonderful time as school boys. Then we also have another game coming up at goal, and that's tagged as the battle between lovers, Richmond and Mahinda. That will be played tomorrow because that's a two-day game. There again, goal will be in all her glory. Wonderful to see these big matches being played here in Sri Lanka. I reckon our country is unique when it comes to big games, especially between schools. Having said that, I need to also update you about what's happening in the rugby world, because remember that the quarterfinals of the President's Knockout Tournament is going to get underway on Saturday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd, to be precise. St. Peter's College, remember, will take on Wesley. That could be a very close contest. Then Trinity College Kandy will play against Zaira. Isipathana, the defending champions, will take on St. Joseph's, and the arch rivals, Royal College, will be seen in pursuit against St. Thomas's College, Mount Lavinia. So that's the basics that we are having here in Sri Lanka, the upcoming wonderful sporting dates for you to make note of. Right now, in the cricketing world, tomorrow, West Indies versus Australia. The women will be seen in action. New Zealand will play against South Africa in the women's 50-over game. Remember that South Africa won the last encounter against Kiwis in a tightly fought contest. I'm sorry, it's not a 50-over game, correction. It's a T20 game. And South Africa beat the Kiwi girls at home in their own conditions, Kiwi conditions, by 18 runs. So that's going to be a very interesting game that you could watch. And also the third T20, New Zealand versus South Africa, because remember, the series is 1-1 at the moment. New Zealand did very well to win the second game to square the series by 68 runs. And they'll be seen in action again, the two teams, tomorrow. Well, sadly, that's about wraps up our podcast for today. I know it's a very short podcast. That's due to our limitations in the sporting field. But I'm sure we'll have more news for you tomorrow. So do join Luckett Peters and myself for more of the latest. And we'll be so glad to bring you all that you need to know about the sporting world. Stay tuned. Get your headsets on as we spin you a record for your listening pleasure.